Three Days to See by Helen Keller, 1880 to 1968. How was it possible, I asked myself.
How was it possible, I asked myself.
To walk for an hour through the woods.
To walk for an hour through the woods.
And see nothing worthy of note.
And see nothing worthy of note.
I, who cannot see, find hundreds of things to interest me.
Find hundreds of things to interest me.
Through mere touch.
Through mere touch.
I feel the delicate symmetry of a leaf.
I feel the delicate symmetry of a leaf.
I pass my hands lovingly.
I pass my hands lovingly.
About the smooth skin of a silver birch.
About the smooth skin of a silver birch.
Or the rough, shaggy bark of a pine.
Or the rough, shaggy bark of a pine.
In the spring I touch.
In the spring I touch.
The branches of trees hopefully.
The branches of trees hopefully.
In search of a bud, the first sign of awakening.
In search of a bud, the first sign of awakening.
Nature, after her winter's sleep.
Nature, after her winter's sleep.
I feel the delightful velvety texture of a flower.
Velvety texture of a flower.
And discover its remarkable convolutions. And something of the miracle of nature is revealed to me. Occasionally, if I am very fortunate, I place my hand gently on a small tree and feel the happy quiver of a bird in full song. I am delighted to have the cool waters of a brook
rush through my open fingers.
To me, a lush carpet of pine needles. Or spongy grass is more welcome than the most luxurious Persian rug. To me, the pageant of seasons
is a thrilling and unending drama.
The action of which streams through my fingertips. At times my heart cries out with longing. To see all these things. If I can get so much pleasure from mere touch, How much more beauty must be revealed by sight? Yet those who have eyes apparently see little. The panorama of color and action which fills the world
is taken for granted.
It is human, perhaps, to appreciate little that which we have, and to long for that which we have not. But it is a great pity that in the world of light,
the gift of sight is used only as a mere convenience,
rather than as a means of adding fullness to life.
rather than as a means of adding fullness to life.